Twilight at Monticello, The Final Years of Thomas Jefferson, by Alan Pell Crawford, narrated by James Bowles. Copyright 2008 by Alan Pell Crawford. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Alan Pell Crawford and writers' representatives, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. I shall be forever at ease. Monday, February 1, 1819, began quietly, as did most days at Monticello during the 10 years in which Thomas Jefferson had been retired from public life. It would end far differently. Jefferson, as usual, rose at dawn, perhaps singing softly to himself as he often did when engaged in some pleasurable pursuit. He laid the hearth with his own hands, recorded the temperature, and bathed his feet in cold water, a practice to which he attributed his long life. He was 75 now, and while his once red hair was gray and he stooped a bit, he could still do most things for himself, and this was a point of pride with Jefferson. He still possessed all his teeth. Jefferson could also ride again, which he had been unable to do a few months ago when, after a visit to the mineral springs in the Blue Ridge, he suffered from an extremely painful system of boils on his backside, the treatment for which, an ointment of sulfur and mercury, seemed only to make matters worse. For weeks he was brought low by blood poisoning, which almost killed him. Some New York papers reported that he had died. During the worst of it, in August and